Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim, bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, yes, we have come back with another episode of this series called The Early Echo, and today inshallah Azza wa Jal, we shall speak about the status and the shan, elevation and sanctity of this great personality as in regards to his taqwa, his piety, his ilm, his knowledge, his karamat. And we should acknowledge the status of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, the services that he had rendered to Islam, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. So please stay tuned to Madani Channel and enjoy these programs. If possible, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, you can jot down some points in regards to Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, so that whenever you would look for them, you could easily find them, you could always refer to them at a later stage in life, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Let us listen to the virtues and blessings of reciting Darood and Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as our beloved Nabi, our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, has mentioned in a hadith. The one who recites one darood upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives 10 of his sins, Allahu Akbar, 10 mercies would shower upon him, and his rank will be elevated 10 times. Kya baat hai Madine ki? We all should increase our darood and salawat upon the Holy Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ab hum kalam ki janib jate inshallah. Uske baad hum, we will return with our program. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mala, 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 mala. Mola, mola,
Allah mere Allah, Allah, Allah mere Allah, Allah mere Allah, Allah mere Allah, Allah mere Allah, Allah, Allah mere Allah, Allah mere Allah, Allah mere Allah, Allah mere Allah.
Ya ilahi rahm kar likh de meri taqdeer mein, ya ilahi rahm kar likh de meri taqdeer mein, ya ilahi rahm kar likh de meri taqdeer mein, rauza-e khairul bashar likh de meri taqdeer mein, rauza-e khairul bashar likh de meri taqdeer mein, rauza-e khairul bashar likh de meri taqdeer mein.
Allah mere Allah, 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 Allah, Allah mere Allah, Allah mere Allah, Allah mere Allah, Allah mere Allah.
Guzre din Makke mein, shab guzre Madine Pak mein, guzre din Makke mein, shab guzre Madine Pak mein, guzre din Makke mein, shab guzre Madine Pak mein, roshni ka ye safar likh de meri taqdeer mein, roshni ka ye safar likh de meri taqdeer mein. میں روشنی کا یہ سفر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں
مولا میرے اللہ اللہ میرے اللہ اللہ میرے اللہ اللہ میرے اللہ اللہ میرے اللہ
اے میرے رب شہر مکہ سے مدینے کی طرف اے میرے رب شہر مکہ سے مدینے کی طرف اے میرے رب شہر مکہ سے مدینے کی طرف آنا جانا عمر بھر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں آنا جانا عمر بھر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں آنا جانا عمر بھر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں
مولا 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 میرے اللہ مولا میرے اللہ اللہ میرے اللہ 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 میرے اللہ اللہ میرے اللہ اللہ میرے اللہ اللہ میرے اللہ
جتنے بھی ایام اب باقی ہے میری زیست کے جتنے بھی ایام اب باقی ہے میری زیست کے جتنے بھی ایام اب باقی ہے میری زیست کے ہوں مدینے میں بسر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں ہوں مدینے میں بسر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں ہوں مدینے میں بسر لکھ دے میری تقدیر میں
اللہ میرے اللہ 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 میرے اللہ اللہ میرے اللہ اللہ میرے اللہ اللہ میرے اللہ 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 میرے اللہ اللہ میرے اللہ اللہ میرے اللہ اللہ میرے اللہ
مولا 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 مولا
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ وسلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, alhamdulillah. As I mentioned that our topic for today is of course the personality of Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Today the main topic and the theme will be the helper who is Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. The meaning of Ghawth, Ghawth ka matlab hi hota hai madad karne wala, help karne wala. And Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is that Ghawth, he has been given the title of Ghawth al-Thaqalain, the helper of both the worlds, Allahu Akbar, or the helper in both the worlds. Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh would never turn down anyone that came to him for any problem. چاہے جو بھی مسئلہ ہو جو بھی مصیبت ہو پریشانی ہو اب وہ غوث اعظم رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علی would resolve the matter and the problem of that person immediately assisting and helping him سبحان اللہ for Allah عز و جل has blessed him with that insight with that power with that sight سبحان اللہ that even if a person had wronged him if a person had come to harm him اللہ اکبر then to Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali would help that person by changing his inner condition. Ek martaba yu hua ki Ghawth-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali was walking and going somewhere and on the road, on the side of the road, there was a chor, there was a daku who was basically waiting in order to rob and to steal something from someone that would have been passing by. And so happened that Ghaus-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala was passing, and he rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali stopped at this person. This person was confused. Ye jo chor tha, he was confused as if he didn't know with certainty whether this is Ghaus-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. So Ghaus-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali then asked him, "What are you doing here?" He says, "Well, I'm just waiting, and I'm waiting for some transportation." But Ghaus-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, who had been blessed with that vision of the inner side, who could study and read and see the inner condition of a person, like Imam Azam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, who was blessed with kashf, he could see the gunah and the sins of the people in the water that they would use to make wudu. He could see their sins dripping from the wudu water. And thereafter he made dua for that to be taken away, for that power to be lifted and taken away. Allahu Akbar. Likewise, Ghaus-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, seeing that this person is a liar, he is a chor, he is a thief, and he is about to basically rob someone here on the road, mug someone. So Ghaus-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali was looking at him, and then he asked, "Are you Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali?" So our Ghaus rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali said, "Yes, I am Abdul Qadir Jilani." Hearing this, this person was astonished. He was shocked. He did not imagine that he would ever be facing Ghaus-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali in this manner, in this way. And he knew that Ghaus-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali could see through him and see his inner condition. He felt so ashamed. Allahu Akbar. Ghaus-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali seen that this person is embarrassed. This person is ashamed of his own doings, of his wrongdoings. So therefore he rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali casted his mubarak nazar. Allahu Akbar. He casted his sight upon the heart of that person, the chor, the daku, who just few moments and minutes ago was a thief, was a rogue, he was a daku. But after he rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali casted his mubarak nazar, his tawajjuh, upon the heart of this chor, immediately Ghaus-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali changed the inner condition. The status of his heart had changed, and by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he turned out to be a kutub within a few moments and few minutes. Allahu Akbar. Immediately he became a kutub of his time. Allah azza wa jal grant him the status of wilaya, the station of wilayat. And Allah Azza wa Jal made the chor his friend, who then was transformed within few moments and minutes. Subhanallah. Can you imagine? This is our Ghaus-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, the helper. Likewise, it is mentioned in another narration that ek martaba yu hua ki Ghaus-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali was teaching in his madrasa. And from this we learn that Ghaus-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, even though his karamats are mashhoor, they are famous, but he was a great teacher of his time. He even had his own madrasa. Yahan tak ki history mein likha hai, it is written and documented in the history that he was such a famous teacher. He was such a good ustad and teacher that people would come and hand over their madrasa. Yes, their madrasa to him by saying, "Huzur, they are the keys, or this is the key to our madrasa. Please, you take over our madrasa and take it to another level altogether." Allahu Akbar. He rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali would take responsibilities, whereas people will come and hand over their madrasa affairs to Ghaus-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. So therefore, as he was teaching, padhate waqt talaba samne mein baithe hain, all the students are sitting and they are listening to the dars and to the lesson that he rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali is teaching. And then suddenly he then opened his kurta mubarak, his jubba mubarak, and placed his hands inside. And after a few minutes, when he taken out his hands were wet. It was moist, and water was dripping from the fingers of Ghaus-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Jo talaba waha maujood the, sab hairat zada ho gaye ki ye kya hua? How is it possible that water is dripping from the hands of Ghaus-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali? Kisi ki kya majal ki aapse poochhe? Anyways, after a few weeks, there was a qafila, there was a caravan that reached Baghdad Sharif. And they came to Ghaus-e Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali asking the students, regarding the whereabouts of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi alayh. So the students mentioned, where have you all come from? They were asked, where have you all come from? So that qafila, that group of people that came, they mentioned that we have come from another country and we came by ocean and therefore we have come here to visit. Allahu Akbar. So they mentioned that TK, inshallah, Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala should be here within a few moments. You can have a rest. Sit down and wait for him in the meantime. So as the students and that qafila that came, they were interacting with each other, they were talking. So those people, meaning the qafila, the visitors that came to see Ghawsi Azam, they mentioned to the students that in our journey there was a huge problem. Allah Azza wa Jal saved us. And what happened was that as we were traveling and coming to the Astana, to the Darbar of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, to visit him, to see him, Allahu Akbar, in the ocean, suddenly the condition had changed. The waves had increased. And there was a huge storm and tufan in the ocean. We had never seen such rough and huge waves before. Our boat that we were sailing upon was damaged. Allahu Akbar. Due to the waves, water had come into the boat. And we just thought to ourselves that now we are going to die. Any minute, any second, we are about to die. And in that moment, we all began to shout out and scream, Ya Ghaus al-Madad! Ya Ghaus al-Madad! Hum yuhi ye nara lagane lage. And we asked through the wasila of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. We asked Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali to assist and help us. Immediately we saw that a hand had come out from inside the ocean and then taken this boat and ship of ours to the safe part of the ocean where there was not much waves. Allahu Akbar. We've seen this with our eyes, and therefore we made solid intention in niyyah that when we reach Baghdad, the first thing we're going to do is come to Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali and thank him that Allah Azza wa Jal has granted him this power and ability. The students then mentioned, acha, this is what happened. You said, Ya Ghaus al-Madad, and a hand had come out from inside the ocean and had assisted you all? They mentioned, yes, aise hua. Allahu Akbar. Then the students had matched the time and the date, and they said, yes, we recall very clearly that Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, at that moment when you all were sailing in the ocean, traveling and coming towards Baghdad Sharif, Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali suddenly stopped his dars and he put his blessed hands into his shirt. And when he removed his hands, we saw water dripping from his hands. It was that moment when Ghawsi Azam had put his blessed hands inside his jubba mubarak, inside his kurta mubarak. It was not inside his kurta, but rather he had put his hands inside the ocean to assist and help you all. Allahu Akbar. It was the very same hands of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Ala Hazrat Azimul Barkat, Azimul Martabat, Parvana Ishma'i Risalat, Imam Ahmad Rida Khan alihi rahmatul rahman, composes this in his beautiful couplet. In fact, Huzur Mufti Azam Hind rahmatullahi ta'ala ali also writes beautiful manaqib in the shan of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali and speaks about the hands of Ghawsi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, because this hand is the helping hand. This hand is the hand of assistance. He says,
Tere haath mein diya hai, Tere हाथ में दिया है, तेरे हाथ है लाजिया Ghawsi Azam, imdad kun, imdad kun, az bande gham azad kun, dar dino duniya shad kun, dar dino duniya shad kun, ya Ghawsi Azam dastagir, imdad kun, imdad kun. اسیروں کے مشکل کوشا غوثِ اعظم اسیروں کے مشکل کوشا غوثِ اعظم فقیروں کے حاجت روا غوثِ اعظم امداد کن امداد کن، از بند غم آزاد کن، در دین و دنیا شاد کن، در دین و دنیا شاد کن، یا غوث اعظم دستگیر، امداد کن امداد کن.
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم، صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ، وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ. Dear viewers and listeners of Madini channel, have you seen that Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh could assist and help the people even though he did not even leave his madrasa? آپ کھڑے کھڑے درس پڑھاتے ہوئے لوگوں کی مدد فرما رہے ہیں. How is this possible? It is possible. It is possible. Why? Because Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh is mahbub subhani. He is mahbub. He is the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when anyone becomes beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when anyone reaches the proximity, he achieves and gains the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah azza wa jalla himself says, I become his hands through which he holds. Yes. I become his eyes through which he sees. I become his ears through which he hears. I become his tongue through which he talks. And I become his legs through which he walks. Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, even though he placed his hands into his jibba mubarak, it was his hands, it was his hands, it was the hands of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, but for the hands to reach all the way to the ocean and help those people sailing on the boat, assisting them, removing their calamities and problems, Allahu Akbar, that was the power given to Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala li, because they, the awliya Allahs, manifestate the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They hear by the given power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They hear by the nur and qudra of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, my dear brothers, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we are so fortunate. We have the daman of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala li. It refers to having the rope of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala in our hands. Which rope are we holding? Are we holding the rope of taqwa? Are we holding the daman of piety? Are we holding the daman of honesty? Are we holding the daman of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala's character? Allahu Akbar. Or are we just doing a lip service to say we love Ghawse Azam? We celebrate Gyarvih Sharif. We celebrate Gyarvih Sharif. We have Khatme Qadriya Sharif Khatam. We have Khatme Ghawsiya Sharif Khatam. Lekin when time comes to practice and to follow the footsteps of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala li, we become weak, we become kamzor. Allahu Akbar. Have we forgotten that when Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala li was asked, what was the reason, or what is an added fact and reason to your prosperity, to your elevated status and your shan, your shokat that you have received? Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala li had replied that one of the adding factors or the most important thing in my life is honesty, which I have spoken. I had always been honest in my life. And this was through my mother who taught me, who always encouraged me to be honest in all circumstances. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us for the sake of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, he is the helper. And Allah Azza wa Jal has given him that maqam and that status, and his job and responsibility is to help and assist those bandas of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are in dire need of help, who need assistance. Allahu Akbar. They are given this power and ability to travel the world. The earth is folded for them. When they walk upon the earth even folds itself for them to cross and to pass over countries within minutes and seconds. Why? Because it is their leg. But behind that, it is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many more other waqiyas and stories of this nature can be mentioned about Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayk. Another thing is that many a times we test the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like how we test the ulama, we test the muftis. Sometimes we attend functions and gatherings, and we may, you know, raise a question that's quite difficult. And at times, if the niyya is that, ہم یہ چیک کرنا چاہتے ہیں کہ آیا یہ اس کا جواب جانتے ہیں کہ نہیں جانتے ہیں. استغفر اللہ. اللہ اکبر. Just imagine, someone had done that to Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali as well, to test the ilm, to test the knowledge. To kuch nojawan hazrat mil karke unhone ye plan banaya. They made this plan together that if Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali is so powerful that he can see the entire dunya like a mustard seed on his palm, because he says himself, nadartu ila biladillahi jama'an ka kharadalatin ala hukm ittisali, I see all the cities and the countries of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like a mustard seed on my palm. I see the world as a mustard seed on my palm. Allahu Akbar. So these friends, these youngsters, they made a plan and they said, okay, theek hai, we will take a fake janaza. We will take a fake mayyit and go to Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala li. And we will request him and say, Hazrat, aap itne bade alim hain, aap itne bade arif hain, aap itne bade Allah ke wali hain. You are such a great personality, Allahu Akbar. And who better than you can perform the janaza of our friend who had passed away. And we will take some public with us and go as well. Keep it real. And when Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala li will perform the janaza, and before he makes salam, to hum ishara karenge, ye plan banaya gaya tha nojawanon ke beech mein, ki humme se koi na koi awaz karega, sound karega, will give a signal to the mayyit, jo leta hua hai na, mayyit mara hua, jo pretend kar raha, who is acting like he's dead. We will give him a signal and a sign ki uth. And when he will wake up, to hum hasenge, hum kahenge, huzur, Ghawse Pak, astaghfirullah, ye kaisa mamla hai, ki you can see lohe mehfooz, you can see the sacred tablet from the earth, and you assist and help people in other countries, for you know their situation and problem, and they ask and ask for help through your wasila. Allahu Akbar. But you could not see that ye zinda tha, ye murda nahi hai. This person was alive and he is not dead. Couldn't you see the status of this person? To hum hasenge, hum mazak karenge, astaghfirullah. This is when you test the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What happens? Anyways, they came with a person. Four friends were carrying this janaza, this mayyit, and they came crying in the court of Ghawse Azam, and they requested, just as they planned, Huzur, this is our friend who passed away. Aap karam farmaiye. Make dua maghfirat for our brother who passed away. Make dua maghfirat for this deceased, hamara dost hai. Aur aapse behtar kaun ho sakta hai ki aap ye janaza namaz padha hai. Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali said, no problem. But I would like to ask you once again, are you sure that I should perform the janaza? Allahu Akbar. They said, yes, yes, you should perform this janaza. Second time, Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala once again asked, are you serious? Must I perform this janaza? They mentioned, ji huzur, aap hi padha hai. For the third time, Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala asked once again, are you really serious? Must I perform this janaza? Now, when the third time he asked, they were already shaken. They were shocked that why would somebody ask this question three times? They realized that they are in the danger zone. But because they already came with the janaza, they could not turn back from the words. And they said, Ji huzur, aap hi padhaein. Anyways, Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala then said, make the sufuf, make the safs straight. And the safs were then made. As the safs were formed, and people that came from the surrounding areas, they joined the janaza. Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala li made niyyah, and then he says, Allahu Akbar. He makes niyyah, and they all tie their hands. Even the musallis who are at the back, they are performing the janaza, they are reading the janaza of this mayyit who is alive. He is not dead, he is pretending to be dead. And so happened, after the third takbir, just before salam, after making the fourth takbir, one of the friends from the back were giving a signal, were giving a sign to that person to wake up, but there was no movement in the janaza. There was no movement. The deceased laid flat on the ground without any movement. And they continued making sounds and voices, but nothing happened at all. Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali made salam. And after making salam, he turned around looking at the congregation, especially those four people who brought this janaza and came, who was alive. And he said to them, Bakhuda, by Allah Azza wa Jal, that janaza which Abdul Qadir will perform, that mayyit, that janaza which Abdul Qadir will perform, that person can never ever get up until the day of Qiyamah. Allahu Akbar. Now if he was alive, then he is honestly gone and really gone from this dunya. He can never ever wake up but before the day of Qiyamah or until the day of judgment. those people began to cry. And they said, Huzur, we were joking, we were making mazak with you, we were testing your knowledge. Allahu Akbar. Ghawse Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala then said, that I asked you thrice, that are you sure must I perform this janazah? Allah Azza wa Jal had given me this power and ability, and my status is of course that if I had to perform this janazah, then this person would have really not waken up. And this is exactly what happened, that now he would never ever get up until the day of judgment. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this is a danger zone. This is a zone that a person should not be in by testing the power and ability of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily, they are given that power, they are given the taqat, they are given the authority and ikhtiyar by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for they are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala speaks about the sanctity and elevation of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aap Masnavi Sharif mein yu farmate hai, in the language of Persian, aap yu farmate hai. Who is saying this? Mawlana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala. He says, Chashme roshan kunz khake awliya chashme roshan kunz khake awliya tababini zibtida ta intiha Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala says, take the dust and the sand from beneath the feet of the awliya Allahs and make that dust the surma of your eyes. Allahu Akbar. Place and put that dust which is beneath the feet of the awliya Allahs as a surma in your eyes. What will happen? He says, by the barakah of that dust which you put in your eyes as a surma, which had connection to the feet of the awliya Allahs, you would also be able to see the past and the future. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. What they touch becomes barakah. Where they walk becomes barakah and blessings. A person comes and he says, Huzur, my father had passed away. Mere abba ka intiqal ho gaya. I seen him in my dream. He is being punished. Ya, ghose paak. I cannot see my father being punished in his grave, in his qabr. Sarkar, unhone mujhse kaha, ki ek hi shakhs hai, there's only one personality, there's only one great personality who can assist and help, is that if you make dua for him, if you supplicate for him, agar aap unke liye dua maghfirat farmaye ki Allah azza wa jal forgive his sins, then his sins will be forgiven. Allah will remove that azab. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, kya hota hai? What happens? Allahu Akbar. Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali then asked him, acha ye bata, your father, did he ever attend any of my gatherings? He thinks for a moment and he says, Nahi Huzur, nahi. Aisa to nahi hai. My father never ever attended any of your gatherings. He says, Acha, did your father ever attend any of my dars in my classes? Did he ever attend any of my classes and the lessons I teach? Again, he thinks for a moment, he says, Nahi Huzur, ye bhi nahi hai. Allahu Akbar. He says, okay, did your father ever come and sit with me in my company? He says, Nahi Huzur, he never even done that as well. Allahu Akbar. Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala didn't thought for a moment. And then he asked him, Acha ye bata, did your father ever pass the door of my madrasa? He never come inside my madrasa. He never sat in any of my dars and listened to the lessons of the madrasa, the classes that I used to take. He never attended any of my gatherings, my functions, my lectures. Allahu Akbar. At least tell me that your father ever passed the door. He passed the gali of my madrasa. Allahu Akbar. Then this person thought for a moment and says, yes, Huzur, that's possible that my father may have passed from here. Yes, I know for surety he never sat in your majlis. He never sat and used to listen to your dars and bayan. But I know that he has passed by your door. Allahu Akbar. Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala then lifts his hands and he says, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, that person who's being punished, the father of this person who's being punished in his grave, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, for this reason that he only passed the door of my madrasa, forgive his sins. Allahu Akbar. This is the dua which Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala made. And what happens next? This person goes back and then he sees his father once again in his dream. And his father says, "Oh my son, I thank you for you had went to Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali, and this transformation that had taken place for the azab to be removed and for the blessings of Allah to shower upon me is merely for this reason that I passed by the door of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Through the barakah and blessings of passing by the door of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, Allah has removed the azab and punishment from me." Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, why is it like that? Because Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh says, "Wah kya martabe ghaus hai bala tera uche ucho ke saron se qadam ala tera uche ucho ke saron se qadam ala tera alhamdulillah thumma alhamdulillah. We have so much more that can be said, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, but right now we have a very beautiful package designed just for you. Usko sunte hain inshallah. This is regarding Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali in Baghdad Sharif, mashallah, Rukne Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari Damat Fuyuzuhum, alhamdulillah, who had of course designed and had made this beautiful video clip for the Ashiqani Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for the lovers of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Isko dekhe inshallah aur apna ishq badhayein. And immediately after this we shall be back. Sallu ala al Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. میرے بیچے پیارے اسلامی بھائیوں اور مدنی چینل کے ناظرین, dear viewers of مدنی چینل, let's listen a beautiful karamat of سیدی غوث اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ today. That سیدی غوث اعظم رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ when was made to sit with the saint to practice his first recitation of بسم اللہ. At the age of 5 years, he recited اعوذ باللہ and بسم اللہ and then recited from the first para to the 18th para of the Holy Quran. The saint said, "Son, recite more." He said, "This is all what I memorized because my mother also memorized this much. When I was in the mother's womb, my mother would recite up to the 18th para. So I had memorized this much by listening to her." Subhanallah. Look at the karamat of Sayyidi Ghawse Azam, that he listened in the womb of his mother, mashallah, about the Quran Pak, and mashallah, he memorized the 18th para of Quran Pak. Look at what the karamat of Sayyidi Ghawse Azam. So be a disciple, be a murid of Sayyidi Ghawse Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and get his barakat. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله وسلم عليك يا سيدي يا نبي الله. That was our Rukne Shura Haji Abdul Habib Attari Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya MashaAllah, who had been speaking about Ghawse Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali in Hong Kong, as you have just seen. Alhamdulillah, this is the Faizan of Ghawse Pak Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, the Faizan of his knowledge, the faizan of his, the blessings of his great personality, subhanallah, that Dawud Islami has prospered to this extent. Dawud Islami has reached almost the whole world. Allahu Akbar. In every country you would see the lovers of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. And dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, we leave inshallah azza wa jal. We have come to the end of this program with this intention, with this niyah, that inshallah let's make Seerah of Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala bring about a difference in our lives. Until when would we only be giving lip service? Kab tak hum bas zaban se yuhi iqrar karte jayenge?
یا پرومس کرتے جائیں گے, وعدے کیے جا رہے ہیں ہم لوگ کہ وی لو غوث پاک, وی فالو غوث پاک, بٹ پریکٹیکلی دیر از نتھنگ سین ان آور لائف فرام آور اخلاق, فرام آور ڈیلی روٹین. اینڈ دوز ہو لو غوث اعظم رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ ول فالو ہی رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ پرفارم سچ گریٹ مجاہدات, ہی وینٹ تھرو دیٹ اسٹرگلز ان لائف. اللہ اکبر, آپ خود ہی فرماتے ہیں نا کہ آئی اسٹیڈ ہنگری فور ڈیز اینڈ ویکس, آئی اسٹیڈ ان ڈفرنٹ caves and mountains, Allahu Akbar, fearful mountain, horrifying mountains and sceneries in different weathers, whether it is windy, stormy, raining, pouring rain, very hot. I would study, I would make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He remained hungry for weeks and for days. He says there was only one verse that used to basically cause peace, bring about peace to me, that used to give me some kind of tasalli and hope. Allahu Akbar. I mean, the whole Quran is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But he says, when I used to recite this verse, فَإِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا, with every difficulty there's ease, with every difficulty there's ease. میں اس آیت کو پڑھا کرتا تھا, اور پڑھنے کے بعد, after reading this verse, I used to get tasalli, I used to get peace that my problems, my calamities will come to an end. Look at the sabr and patience, Allahu Akbar. On the other hand, اگر ہم کسی تکلیف سے گزرتے ہیں, کسی پریشانی سے گزرتے ہیں, اینڈ وی کین ناٹ بی ایبل ٹو برنگ اباؤٹ دیٹ ٹائپ آف صبر, دیٹ ٹائپ آف ٹالرنس آف غوث اعظم رحمۃ اللہ تعالی علیہ, دیٹ ٹائپ آف پرسیورنس, اینڈ اٹ از ڈیو ٹو دیٹ اللہ عز و جل ہیز آف کورس انکریز ہز رینک اینڈ ہز اسٹیٹس ٹو دس ایکسٹینٹ دیٹ ایون بیفور ہز برتھ ڈے آف ویوز اینڈ دس مدنی چینل دا ہولی رسول صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, دا انبیاء علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام ہیڈ کم and given glad tidings, Allahu Akbar. They came and gave basharat of the arrival of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Have you not heard yesterday, Imam Hazrat Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, 200 years even before the birth of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, had spoken about the arrival of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. Junaid Baghdadi rahmatullahi ta'ala said, yes, yes, it is above my shoulders, it is above my shoulders, it is above my shoulders. He tried to say it was the foot and the feet mubarak of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi alayhi above my neck and above my shoulders. Allahu Akbar. When people asked him, what are you saying above my shoulders? He says, well, he had just been informed that towards the ending of the 5th century, Allah's great wali will come in this dunya and he will make this announcement, قَدَمِ هَذِهِ رَقَبَتِ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ وَلِيِّ اللَّهِ, my foot is on the neck and on the shoulder of every wali. So therefore, I had mentioned it from now out of excitement because he is Mahbubi Subhani, Shahbazi La Makani. Allahu Akbar, Ghawth Al-Thaqalain, Ghawth Al-Azam Abdul Qadir, Jilani Quddiya Sidruhu Nurani. And out of excitement, I had said, yes, above my shoulders, above my shoulders. Allahu Akbar, all the awliya Allahs had adab and respect in their hearts for Ghawth Al-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. Those who are receiving from the Astana and from the Darbar of Ghawth Al-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, see what not they are receiving, what type of blessings they are receiving through the wasila of Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Allah azza wa jal, who grants these authorities, has granted this authority and power and ability to Ghaus-e-Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. By the power given by Allah, he is able to assist mankind, he is able to remove our problems and our calamities. So therefore, don't feel shy, dear viewers and this Madani channel, keep your aqeedah strong, keep your iman strong and firm, and inshallah azza wa jal, you will see blessings in your life as well. Now we leave you with the missionary statement of da'wati islami, and we all know that it is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance.